to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring 9 songs. We'll hear the same version of the song by a Motown artist and a non-Motown artist who took that song to number one. This half hour, we'll hear from Martha the Vandellas, David Bowie and Mick Jagger together, Marvin Gaye, James Taylor, Jimmy Ruffin, Paul Young, Brenda Holloway, and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. All coming up the next half hour as we feature songs by a Motown artist and a non-Motown artist who took that song to number one.
Time. in the street. It's an invitation across the nation, a chance for folks to meet. They'll be laughing and singing and music swinging, dancing in the street. Philadelphia, PA, dancing in the street. Baltimore, Michigan, streets of Brazil, back in the USSR. Don't matter where you are, all we need is music, sweet music. There'll be music everywhere. There'll be swing, swaying, records playing, dancing in the street. Oh, it doesn't matter what you wear.
Oh, yes, yeah. to myself, for me there's you and nobody else. Stop and thank you, baby.
Motown memory from Marvin Gaye, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, and they reached number 6 on the United States Billboard charts from 1965. Before that, the great combination of David Bowie and Mick Jagger, a live recording of Dancing in the Streets, and that reached number 1 in 1985 in the UK, Australia, Canada, and the Netherlands. And we started with the original Mothra of the Vandellas with Dancing in the Street, number 2 in the United States pop charts from 1964. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring 9 songs. The first version of the song by the Motown artist who made it a hit, and the second version, a non-Motown artist that took it to number 1. Well, coming up, we've heard Marvin Gaye's version of How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, but here is James Taylor right here on Motown.
How sweet it is to be loved. Understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do. How sweet it is to be loved. Feel so fine. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, seems I'd been there. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
Plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Mm-hmm. the roots of love grow all around. But for me they come tumbling down. Every day heartaches grow a little stronger. I can't stand this pain much longer. I walk in shadows.
Paul Young and What Becomes of the Broken Hearted, and they reached number one on the Adult Contemporary chart in the United States in 1992, before that the original version from Jimmy Ruffin reaching number seven in the United States Billboard charts from 1966, and we started with James Taylor's version of How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, number one in 1975 on the Adult Contemporary, and also number one in Canada. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring a song by a Motown artist, and then the cover version of that song, or the song redone by a non-Motown artist who took it to number one. Well, coming up, Brenda Holloway, who also co-wrote this song, who made me so very happy, right here on Motown.
I'm so glad I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue. But when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
was Blood, Sweat, and Tears, You Made Me So Very Happy, and they reached number one on the Canada charts in 1969, and we started with Brenda Holloway's version of You Made Me So Very Happy. That only reached number 39 in the United States Billboard charts of 1967. This half hour, we featured four great songs, the first song by a Motown artist, and the second version of the song, a song by a non-Motown artist that reached number one. Well, coming up after the break, four more songs by Motown and non-Motown artists that took it to number one. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.